No pullback on Jack Callahan, Fox News. Despite Vladimir Putin's claims that he's withdrawn some of his forces near Ukraine's borders, a State Department source tells Fox News it is not true and that some Russian troops have actually moved forward.
Fact remains, right now, Russia has more than 150,000 troops encircling Ukraine and Belarus and along Ukraine's border. An invasion remains distinctly possible.
President Biden at the White House Tuesday again urging Putin to pursue a diplomatic solution, even as Ukraine is hit with cyber attacks, effectively putting government offices and banks offline. Out of office, three members of the San Francisco School Board recalled in a special election Tuesday.
Parents gathered enough signatures to put this on the ballot, saying that they were angry and felt the board members were not listening to their concerns. They were also upset about the board spending time on debating the renaming of schools rather than about children returning to in-person classes during the pandemic.
Reporter Janet Katsuyama of Fox 2 in San Francisco says Mayor London Breed will have to appoint replacements to the school board to serve until the November election. Answering a call about a man firing a gun, two Harris County, Texas sheriff's deputies were shot and wounded last night.
They're both in fair condition. None of the wounds appear to be life-threatening, but they're serious wounds nonetheless, and may require some extensive recovery time.
Sheriff Ed Gonzalez says one of the deputies suffered a graze wound to the head in addition to being shot in the leg. The deputies returned fire, killing the suspect, who the sheriff says was out on bond from an earlier felony arrest. COVID-19 vaccines given to expectant mothers during pregnancy may protect babies after they're born and lead to fewer hospitalized infants, according to a new report from the Centers for Disease Control. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.com.
Just 2 days away from a possible partial government shutdown, the Senate has yet to pass a stopgap spending bill.
The Senate has a Friday night deadline to sign off on a three-week spending bill already approved by the House.
No one, and certainly not my Republican colleagues, want a Republican government shutdown.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is urging bipartisan cooperation to pass a continuing resolution extending current government funding through March 11th. His top Republicans and Democrats work on a year-long spending agreement. But some Republican senators are threatening to block fast-track approval, objecting to a federal drug kit program and federal vaccine requirements. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin has lost her libel suit against the New York Times, a jury rejecting her claim that the newspaper maliciously damaged her reputation with an article linking her campaign rhetoric to a shooting that wounded an Arizona congresswoman and left six other people dead in 2011. The paper called it a mistake and later apologized. More passengers will be able to order a drink in the air starting today.
Southwest Airlines is resuming alcohol sales on flights almost 2 years after the Texas-based carrier paused its onboard beverage options over COVID and flight disruptions related to masking policies. Though Southwest's flight attendants union has voiced security concerns, saying the return of alcohol on flights while the mask mandate remains has the potential to increase mask noncompliance and misconduct issues. Southwest's latest step toward normal makes American Airlines the last of major U.S. carriers to hold out on resuming alcohol sales. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Wall Street, the Dow gained 422 points yesterday. NASDAQ up 348. The S&P 500 added nearly 70. Now futures are trading nearly 40 points lower. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.